I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate August 26th. The moon and three other bright lights from a beautiful diamond in tomorrow's dawn sky. Going clockwise from the moon, the points of the diamond are the planet Jupiter, which is the brightest of the three, the planet Mars, and the star Elnath, the tip of one of the horns of Taurus. The sun illuminates about a third of the side of the moon that's facing our way. The most prominent feature in the sunlight is a giant dark patch known as the Ocean of Storms. It's one of the largest features on the moon. It covers 1.5 million square miles, about one-tenth of the moon's entire surface. A half dozen probes have landed in that vast region, including the Apollo 12 mission in 1969. The most recent lander was Chang'e 5. The Chinese mission brought about 4 pounds of rocks and dirt back to Earth in 2020. The samples indicated that the ocean formed about 2 billion years ago, when the moon was about half of its current age. That makes the Ocean of Storms the youngest of the moon's big volcanic plains. The feature may have formed when molten rock pushed its way to the surface through long, wide cracks, but the origin is still being debated. Some scientists say it formed after a massive asteroid slammed into the moon. The impact gouged a wide crater that later filled with lava, forming a giant ocean on the moon. The moon will stand close to Mars on Wednesday. More about that tomorrow. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.